You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. All right, part two of the Sin of Balaam. Last show, I talked to you about how Satan gains control of us, how Satan can come after us, how he can destroy us, and we're getting into that because of the sins of Balaam, that's how Satan was allowed to have his way with Israel. This is the God that doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, how does all this play out with Balak, the king of Moab? He saw what Israel had done to the Amorites, and he was afraid of Israel. He knew about Balaam, who was a prophet, and he knew if he could persuade him to curse Israel, that they could be destroyed, and he could come in and he could destroy Israel. So he sent people to hire Balaam to do this, to come and curse Israel. In Numbers chapter 22, verse 6, it says, "Therefore, please come at once, curse this people for me, for they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land. For I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed." So God gave Balaam a message about this situation. If we continue on and look at verse 12 in Numbers 22, it says, "And God said to Balaam, you shall not go with them, you shall not curse the people, for they are blessed." So here, God specifically tells Balaam, do not go with Balak's people, because you can't curse them, for these people are blessed. So in the morning, Balaam told the people to return to their own land, since God ordered him not to go and not to curse Israel. But then look what happens. Balak promises more riches to Balaam. He tries buying him off, tries bribing him. So what happens? Balaam told them to wait, and he'd ask God. So here's the temptation. God tells them specifically, don't go with these people and do not curse Israel. And so they up the ante and offer him a huge pay raise. And it gets very appealing. At this point, he should have told them where to stick it. But he didn't. See, he wanted that money. It doesn't tell us what his prayer was. You know, oh, please, God, let me do this. Isn't there any way? It just says God told them not to go. And then they offer him money. Verse 20, it says, "And God came to Balaam at night and said to him, if the men come to call you, rise and go with them, but only the word which I speak to you, that you shall do." So finally here, God says, all right, you can go, but you can only say the words that I tell you. Sort of like the leaders in the congregations, the ministers today, he gives them the words to say in the Bible. They're only supposed to say those words, those messages. And because of money and riches and bribes, some are convinced to do the opposite. And it is such a shame. It is such a tragedy. Don't fall into that trap and don't accept those lies.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.